Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Chris, Lauren, Sharpie, and Steve.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Howdy, Lisa.
Howdy.
Like the Fonz. Hey. What is it?
Hey.
I see the resemblance.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too. You're both old.
Oh,
very nice.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were sick.
I am sick. Oh. That doesn't mean I'm back.
You're still snarky.
I'm still mean. I'm sick and mean.
That's actually a worse combo. I've experienced that.
It is, actually.
It's not pretty.
Well, we have something to cheer everybody up. We're going to talk about Star Wars.
From a galaxy far, far away.
It was on the 60th anniversary of the Disneyland special, and Harrison Ford got to announce some of the new stuff, but we're going to get into that, too.
He's so awesome.
Very exciting.
Okay. Well, Lauren, why don't you kick it off?
Oh, we can kick it off with some fireworks talk. So, you know how Disney has put out the last couple months and kind of part of January and most of February now, they've been doing the Galactic Spectacular fireworks,
mm-hmm.
and which are phenomenal. I saw them a couple weeks ago. They're awesome. Chris, did you get to see them?
Of course not.
You didn't? Oh, you were sick.
You know, I never stay for the fireworks.
Oh, my God. They were so good. Disney really did a great job with them.
Okay. Until they have like Darth Vader formation fireworks, I'm not going.
I think it's coming.
Oh, jeez.
I need to be wowed.
Yeah, those fireworks.
Those
are amazing. I've walked out of the park, Chris, I think with you. When those fireworks were going on and they were amazing.
I barely remember. No, they were amazing. I will give you that. Because we had a really good view.
Yeah.
So Disney is building on that. And there's going to be a brand new Star Wars inspired fireworks that's going to come out this summer. There's going to be digital projections, nightly show in this is all happening in Hollywood Studios, in case you don't know. And they're going to light up the sky with Star Wars themed fireworks, lasers, light projections, and other special effects. They're going to combine it with Star Wars themed music, some different characters and scenes throughout the whole saga. And there's going to be special effects projected onto the Chinese theater. I guess like how they do it with the castle with the Magic Kingdom, Celebrate the Magic. They're going to do that on the Chinese theater and some of the surrounding buildings. You're going to get to see like the twin sons of Tatooine pushing through fields of droids. You're going to see them traveling through an asteroid field down the trench of the Death Star. And you're going to get to see them destroy the Starkiller base. They're going to have like spotlight beams that create lightsabers in the sky. It sounds like it's going to be phenomenal. It's really good now, so I can't imagine how much more they're going to add to it and how great it's going to be.
Okay, I will show up for that. Once you said lightsabers in the sky,
how do you walk away from that?
Yeah.
Well, they show in the concept art the Chinese theater, and they show projections of like the two hands holding the lightsaber on the theater on one of the points, and then they show the lightsaber like shooting out of the Chinese theater.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I know. So you're like, okay, it's going to be pretty cool.
I hope we get the sound effects,
and
too.
And then they'll have you could use your phone, Chris. You can play the little...
How awesome would that be to stand behind somebody when those lightsabers go up and like act like you're going to like... totally mess with them.
I know. Yes.
One of the really cool things about this whole thing, too, is that there's talk that they're building a whole new fireworks launch facility across World Drive from the park to accommodate the fireworks. I think it sounds like it's going to be phenomenal.
That will be cool. My only weird concern there is I remember people stopping on World Drive to watch them from behind Hollywood Studios. They like pull off the side of the road, and I wonder if they're going to have problems with people. Right, you know, all the tourists trying to stop on that main highway to watch the fireworks.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here, folks.
They'll have to move them along, I'm sure.
Have you guys also seen that Disney has filed for license with the FAA to fly, or excuse me, the FAA, not the Future Farmers of America.
Get your tractors, boys.
Yeah, exactly. To fly drones during the nighttime show.
I saw that.
Oh, what? Yeah. Wait, really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I saw something you guys didn't.
So they're going to have drone. I wonder what they're going to do with that.
It's kind of, you don't know if it's just to, like,
they're going
to
be TIE fighters,
or if it's actually going to be part of the show,
or maybe security.
Well, you never know. That's a possibility too.
Is it somehow tied into the show, you think, Sharpie, or is it some, or something with it, just some,
the permit that I saw online, it didn't specify location or right. park or anything. So it, I mean, it could be something.
Oh, it's interesting.
Maybe this is the future of the replacement of Illuminations coming.
It could be a replacement of the dragon we saw
in the sky.
Oh yeah.
The dragon that made the one time appearance of the dragon.
Yeah, we were eating cupcakes. We missed the dragon.
We totally missed it because we were like, oh, there's a huge buffet of desserts. Yeah. Dragon.
Yeah. So there was a dragon over at the Fantasyland expansion press event that flew over one time only.
Ever. And it'll never happen again. And we were eating the gray stuff. And
I love the gray stuff, though.
But I've heard it's delicious.
Yes.
There was a whole table full of desserts that you could just walk up to and take what you wanted. Why would you be outside?
Because there was a dragon.
I know.
We didn't know that. If they'd given us a heads up, we would have gotten our cupcakes to go.
Right. And you could hear the music. Outside. You could hear, like, the big thing going on outside, and you could feel the building. And you're kind of like, something's going on.
Chocolate on our face.
And it was too late. So, yeah. So we got to make sure we don't miss the drones, whatever's going on there. Maybe they're going to deliver packages to our rooms. Like Amazon. Like Amazon.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I still think it'd be cooler if it were like TIE fighters flying over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just me.
I don't know. As long as they don't look like some kid. Some kid flying some little teeny TIE fighter over your head. Like,
yeah, we spent $25 on a TIE fighter popcorn bucket. And I was so mad because I thought it would be like $12. And then they were like $25. So I was like, oh, with the kid standing there, you're not going to go, sorry, you can't have your TIE fighter, son. So, yeah. Anyway.
We saw those at Disneyland when they came out, and there was a line to get them.
Well, there's lots of them at Hollywood Studios now.
Well, this, yeah.
And one sucker.
Oh, yeah. Named Chris Wood.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I'm going to continue with Star Wars. Scheduled to start on April 4th, they have a new stage show. This is going to be at the center stage, which is near the Great Movie Ride, where the Big Hat used to be. And the live show is going to go on several times a day, but it's going to celebrate iconic moments from the whole Star Wars saga. And they'll have different characters come out. Some of the Star Wars characters, they'll have Darth Vader and Chewbacca. They'll have Darth Maul, and they're introducing Kylo Ren. So they're going to have all these wonderful people come out and do their little shtick.
Wonderful people.
Yes.
They're bad. 3 out of 4 of the people you named are like the worst characters in fiction.
I know, but especially, you love to love the villains.
Oh, yeah.
No, I hate Darth Maul. Nobody likes Darth Maul.
Darth Maul's really creepy.
Chris, were they building the stage when you were there last week, or did you see anything?
You know, it looked like, no, it didn't look like they were doing anything over there, to be quite honest.
Okay. Well, it's probably one of those quick temporary stages that they can put up.
Yeah, I think so.
Might be. They gave it a name. Got to count for something.
Mm-hmm.
Probably where they did all those High School Musical stage shows.
That's exactly where it's going to be, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. In front of where the hat used to be, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Chris, you get the next one.
So mine involves something that's kind of fun and will be taking place different times of the day, going from the launch pad all the way to the center stage. It's going to be a stormtroopers march, and they're going to have stormtroopers and Captain Phasma marching back and forth. Yeah. And when I was there the other day, they actually had 2 stormtroopers walking just back and forth. And so I guess that's kind of a preview of it. It was kind of cool seeing them. So
I'm sure
they would not look at you. They just kept marching forward.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I didn't realize, I thought it was Captain Plasma. Like,
it is, yes, Captain Plasma. Captain Plasma would be a great name for like an army doctor.
Yes. I'm A positive.
wow. So and I will go ahead and throw this straight to Sharpie.
Good call.
Yeah. Plasma.
Dr. Plasma.
I think I missed it, Lisa.
All right, so Sharpie.
Sorry, I just picked it up. It's okay. So if you happen to watch the Wonderful World of Disney, the Disneyland 60th anniversary special, you saw that Disney released some new concept art for the different Star Wars areas that are coming to the parks, because it's already been announced that there are Star Wars theming coming to the Disneyland park and an entire Star Wars land coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios, which is also once again rumored to be changing names here very soon. I've actually read a couple different places around the interwebs that they're going to be renaming it within the next 2 months. But that's just rumor. But the really, really cool concept art is out there. I mean, whenever, and once again, I've said it before, and I am shame to admit, but I have never seen any of the Star Wars movies. Getting ready to kind of binge watch them here one weekend soon. Have to get that done.
I think we need a big old gasp by all of us.
I know. What?
Wait, Lauren, you haven't seen one.
I saw one. I didn't see two and three.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen four, five, and six like 50 times.
Okay.
Those are the good ones. And then did you see the last one that just came out?
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, you missed it. All right.
Well, then there's Sharpie.
So, yeah. Then there's Sharpie, who hasn't seen any of them. So I'm looking forward to this. And I think the more concept art I see, the more I look forward to it, because this really is going to be, I truly do think this is going to be Disney's most immersive land to date.
Oh, I think so too.
Keeping in mind that Avatar may be very close.
Yes.
But with only one movie out right now, there's not an entirely a lot to immerse you in, but with Star Wars, with the entire continuing Star Wars saga, you've got so much material to pull from, and they're going to be packing in 14 acres into this. So whenever you think about everything that's coming, guests are going to be able to step aboard the Millennium Falcon. You'll be able to pilot the fastest ship in the galaxy. So there's just a lot of stuff. And I mean, if you take a look at the concept art, it is truly going to be amazing. I say that a lot. It is going to be amazing. Just based on the level of detail that Disney is known and loved for, it is going to be something to see that you're going to experience in a little bit of a different way every time as you continue to dig into the depth of the theming. So it's looking amazing.
Yeah.
So really excited to see those lands take shape. Now, as far as timelines, you're still looking at several years down the line. So it's gonna be kind of interesting to watch all this grow. So much is already beginning to change, and announcements have been made of all the stuff that's closing at Hollywood Studios. But it's all making way for something that's going to be spectacular.
I agree.
Now, I'm excited because it's like, I love the Harry Potter over at Universal Studios, and this looks like the same type of immersive environment where you can like get in there and all you see is, you know, Gringotts Bank and Harry Potter all around you, and you can go down the back alleyways and really explore the shops and the dining. And it looks like they're going to do that 100%, but with Star Wars. Some of the cool things in the concept art, they show like all the little kind of like little villages, and what's, Chris, do you know what the land is, or the planet is, where they show kind of the streets where you can actually shop and dine?
Oh no, I don't know. I haven't seen the pictures.
I don't know if they've announced it yet. So the pictures show the cantina, so you can actually dine in there. And we were trying to figure out if it's quick service or full service, or what kind
I hope
of
it's character. At least a full service with characters.
You would think it might be a character dining experience. It would be a perfect location for character dining.
But that doesn't fit with the cantina theme.
It does. It's full of characters.
Right.
So, well, that part, but a sit down table service, I don't know. It just seems like a cantina. You go in, you grab a drink, and you know, kind of hang out.
Kind of place you'd find Lauren.
Exactly.
Could be.
Well,
I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, you can see if it's like a Trader Sam's or if it's a full-on character meal.
Oh my gosh. If they made it like a Trader Sam's,
I would just
go there all the time.
I know.
They need definitely a lot more space.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then they talk about, is it like a Star Wars club level?
It's a dinner club, it looks like.
So what does that mean?
I think that's where you're going to see your character thing.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And probably a 2-credit if you're on the dining plan, some type of.
They might tie in a viewing for the fireworks.
Can I just say something that's sort of not exactly related where we're going? Uh-huh. I went to go buy something in the a launch pad, and I made a little joke. One of the cast members had Coruscant. I can never say it. He had one of the Star Wars planets on his name tag. And I made a joke. I said, "Hey, sorry about your planet." And he totally geeked out. And then this other guy came over and geeked out too. I was like, wow, they hired some serious Star Wars fans to work in here.
They really did. And they know it.
Yeah. I mean, they knew all this stuff. So we started talking about like, hey, you know, who do you think Rey's father is? And they had all these theories, and I could have sat and talked with them. It was a little embarrassing because I'm such a nerd, but I could have sat and talked with them for like a half hour, but I had to leave. And
to talk to them for like 15 minutes instead.
You know what? It probably was. It probably was. Thank goodness there were no people trying to buy stuff behind me. But yeah, I think they've done a great job. And obviously, I don't know if they specifically have hired people who know what they're talking about, or they just got cast members who are really, you know, into Star Wars. So
yeah,
it's going to be great. I can't wait. And I'm excited about just the things that are going to open up this summer. I think will make up for the fact that there's not much
going on.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen what do you think about the two rides? So there's a Millennium Falcon ride. That kind of looks like what's over at Epcot that I still haven't really ridden the.
Mars or whatever? Mission Space.
I'm wondering if it's like Mission Space technology with where you're kind of looking through the Millennium Falcon.
I hope not.
I don't think so.
Or if it's a little more.
I think they're
going to
take this and be very. I think you're going to see a lot of reality, a lot of. Like really feeling like you're immersed in the ride, like you are in Harry Potter. I think they're going to really build off of things like that.
I think it's going to be a simulator ride, kind of like Gringotts.
Yeah.
The second one kind of sounds like that, which is the what is it? The one that has the First Order, where you're in battle with the First Order. Kind of has that Spider-Man, Universal Studios feel, or the what is it? Transformers.
Where
they kind of
mission.
Yeah, they kind of you're going in and you're going through 3D screens plus interacting with the surroundings, and they've actually maybe taking that kind of ride system to the next level to do that with the First Order battle. And then the other one seems like more of a flight simulator type thing, which maybe we'll get a peek at what that's going to be like when we see Avatar and they do the flight simulator there.
I would like to see some universal level technology go into these rides.
I actually would too. And my husband and I were actually talking about that this weekend. Like how is Disney going to go ahead and what's their answer to Diagon Alley? Because to me, everything they've done at Diagon Alley is far superior to anything that's happened at Disney. Not that Disney's not fantastic, but just Diagon Alley is a step beyond what Disney has right now. So they have to answer that. They have to show us something as impressive or better. And you know,
and
they
if you've
will.
Been there, you know,
and this
that's
is it.
True.
I really do think this, that Star
I think
Wars
so
Land
too.
Is,
yeah,
is so. Their big gun in the battle.
Yeah.
But here's my question. Okay. So Disney loses out on Harry Potter, right? For whatever reason, no one really knows why. And so then they acquire Avatar, which let's be honest, they don't have another Avatar movie. It's not a movie that many people care about. And while I think Avatar is going to be beautiful, it's probably not the answer
to Diagon. It doesn't have the following.
I know. We've already we've already passed over Avatar. It hasn't even opened up yet. And everyone's like, when Star Wars coming? Right. And I feel so sorry for Animal Kingdom.
Don't you think at some point when Disney acquired Star Wars a couple of years ago, they were like, darn, I wish we knew a couple of years ago that we were going to get Star Wars when we spent all that money on Avatar. Because now they're committed to Avatar, but Avatar's kind of like, eh, okay. But, you know, Star Wars is like, it's beyond anything.
Yeah.
It's beyond Harry Potter, right? I mean, it's bigger. So you have to think someone's kicking themselves for buying Avatar.
I would have to agree, because you figure like everyone's going to show up at, and I feel bad for Animal Kingdom. Everyone's going to show up at Animal Kingdom and like, this is kind of nice, but how much longer until Star Wars is open? Visually,
people are going to love it, but I don't know that they're going to get the story. I have zero intention of seeing Avatar. None. So
I watched the movie recently.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
It was very good.
I love the Avatar. I'm really excited for a second one.
Yeah, well, that's like the thing. So biased.
The thing is,
you're right. I am. I love the Avatar movie, though.
Yeah. The movie was great, but
I liked it.
Was what, 15 years? I don't even know how long ago it was.
It was a long time.
So the thing is they need to get the second one out, and then hopefully that's going to tell you if it's going to be a hit or not. If the second movie is as good as the first movie and people are still excited about it, and then they start building that kind of Harry Potter fan base, Star Wars fan base with Avatar, then great. But they were supposed to get that second movie going, and then it fell behind.
Right. Is it even under production yet or what?
The original was 2009, so it wasn't even that long ago.
Really? Yeah. It was 2009? What does it seem like it was so long ago?
That's because you had kids. Sorry, I just snorted.
Yeah, so they were supposed to get another one out, because that's what, you know, Disney loves to do, that synergy where they release the movie, they put all the stuff out, they make all the Frozen dolls and everything, and they get it all linked up and then put it all together. And Avatar just doesn't seem to have come together yet.
Nope.
You know, we slowly get on board with their new ideas, and as we see them progress, we get even more on board, and we're like, you know, this could work, this could be great. And then we get enthusiastic and we get excited and we get to go see it and touch and eat things there and see the characters, and
miss the dragon because we're eating.
Well, yeah, that too. And, you know, we eventually get on board, but I do think with Avatar, it's going to be forever in the shadows. It doesn't have, it never will have the following of Star Wars or Harry Potter or Star Trek or anything like that. It just doesn't.
I still think it's going to be okay.
Yeah, because they just recently announced that it's not going to be, the new movie's not going to be ready until after 2017.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and they're going to launch it in 2017. You'll get it.
Well, no, we're not going to have another Star Wars movie until 2018. Or no, it is 2017.
But they'll have, all right, so Avatar Land, I think, opens in 2017, and the new movie will launch probably right after. So maybe we'll see how it does. But I'm so excited about Star Wars, I can't even think about Avatar Land anymore. But it's going to be so long. You know, the other thing on that Disney special that caught me, that really says a lot about the times, is when they did that Disneyland special, the 60th anniversary, they announced that it took them a year and one day to build Disneyland. So the entire park,
holy cow,
was a year and one day. And now look at how long it takes them with
3 years for a half of a park.
It takes them for Avatar Land. It's like 4 or 5 years to put together a land.
You gotta think about it too, that it's, sorry, Chris, it's so much more in depth now than what they did back in the day.
Yeah, but I think when I think about what they did back in the day, they didn't have any of the technologies. They had to build it all. They had to come up with it all.
True.
And they had to do it all like We're going to run the electrical light parade on car batteries.
They also did it with non-unionized workers, and they did it without having to deal with all kinds of
permits
and things like that. Now you have to meet this requirement and that requirement, and it's got to be ADA compliant.
Yeah.
Whereas Disneyland, it was like, let's throw up, it's a small world, but let's put this together and let's do that. And they could do it in that way.
Yeah.
And you still hear stories about how the day that Disneyland opened, like the cement wasn't dry and they had to, they had all kinds of crazy stuff happening and had to steer people different ways to not see,
Yep.
So it wasn't totally done.
Yeah.
And the level of technology was extremely low compared to today. So whenever you think of all the different stuff that they go through.
And the attention to detail.
Well, the attention to detail.
I think the attention to detail was probably greater because, in some ways, you had when somebody was a carpenter back in 1955, that person was an artist. Now it's just, some guy throwing up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, there goes all our carpenters that are listening.
Carpenters. Hey, you know what? There are lots of carpenters who are artists, but you know what I'm saying? Like back in the 50s, this was a real skill to have.
There they go.
Well, I think here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this it's a lot of that, but I also think it's you had Walt Disney doing Disneyland, so he was the vision behind it, and then he had everyone kind of put it together versus where now Disney's this huge corporation and they have so many chefs in the kitchen that every merchandise has to have a piece of the what's happening and food and beverage wants to know and then they have to, so there's so many people that have a stake in it now.
Well, they have ulterior motives for a lot of things.
And, some people, so they're, it's not, okay, we're just going to build this out. And
Then it was Walt going, hey,
I want this.
This is what I want to do.
Make
it happen.
Now it's so many groups and so many people and so much have to get the buy-in. And then Imagineering is trying to do it under budget and it just takes them.
Yeah.
But, and you look at Universal and Universal is definitely more fast moving at Harry Potter Land and those things, and Disney it's 4 or 5 years to put the land together because I think they just have so many more people to run the process through.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my tangent for the Star Wars show.
And plus they're having to work around existing infrastructure where Disneyland was built from the ground up.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, you just...
They have to take things down to put things up in some cases.
Right.
Yeah. This is true. In Disneyland, you kind of clear the orange grove out of the way, and you're good to go.
Hey. Well, that's the update on Star Wars, everything that we know so far. And I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you enjoy our shows, you can go to iTunes or you can go to mousechat.net and download our shows there. If you have any comments or questions for us, unless you're a carpenter, write to us.
Sorry.
You can send those directly to Chris.
Yes.
Please. Send that directly to Chris.
I actually need some carpentry work done. Call me.
Okay. So everyone else, you can send your comments to comments@mousechat.net. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.
Oh, and if you're still listening, I've got a surprise for you. So, we're going to give away some little Mouse Chat swag. So if you go to the show notes for this show on mousechat.net and just leave a comment after each week's show, we'll pick one of those comments. So if you have your ideas on Star Wars or tips or advice, and then we will mail you some Mouse Chat goodies in the mail. We'll pick one out of the comments each week.